Greetings to you once again, brothers and sisters. In the name of the Most High, I greet you one and all amidst all that's taken place upon and on and in the earth, under the earth, in this entire dimension, what you see and what you cannot see. I greet you in the middle of all that takes place in and through and during this paradigm, because you know what? It's a good one. Hey, at least it's not boring. At least it's interesting. At least things are moving. At least things are happening. At least things are breaking. At least things are being exposed. At least things are being shaken up. These things are being revealed for what they are. At least people are being shown for their true colors. And in some cases, the fact that they're not even people. So, is there anybody in the world that thinks the guy inside the mask is Joe Biden? I don't know. I mean, the dude's wearing latex, all right? You can see it on the videos. Anyways, so, yeah, we've been through plenty of time where nobody wants to talk about what's right in front of their faces. People just want to ignore the obvious, ignore that which is right there and has to be dealt with. And if you bring it up, they've had very lazy and dismissive ways of just pushing people to the side. Labels, like conspiracy theorists, have been thrown around for anybody that just would raise attention and draw attention to just facts, things that are unresolved, questions that remain open, remain unanswered, that people that refuse to just check their brains at the door and that use logic and reason. Yeah, then they sow disinformation into those circles as well. That's another one. You guys got to be careful of that, because what happens is you'll get a group that really is onto something, and they will have infiltrators, sent people. And a lot of times those sent people will have a bit of information that other people don't have, so they kind of get a quick inroads, they get access. And then they take the people in a totally different direction, or they create division within the ranks. So divide and conquer is a continuous strategy that is used to keep people weak and isolated and following personalities rather than truth. It's an important thing. You got to know the difference. Like, you may like a personality. You may like me. That's fine. But what you want is you want the truth. And if I'm on the truth, then great. If I'm not on the truth, then you keep going with the truth. See, we tend to want to elevate a personality rather than that which that personality was going for. You know, you want to, if there's something you admire in a person, well, look and see what that person is going for that's created the person you admire. What's the principle? What's the focus? What's the driving force in and behind that person? You want to know and understand that, because then you don't need the intermediary. You can pursue the same thing that person is pursuing. So in my case, it's always been, I've always had a just, it's got to be the truth. I can't do the lie. I can't. It just repulses me. I have a visceral reaction to the lie. I don't want it. I have to have the truth. I have got to know what's what. And I'm happy with whatever it is. Just tell me the truth. Because you know what? You can't deal with a situation until you know the truth. You can't make the right choices until you know the truth. You don't have any idea what you're dealing with until you're dealing with the truth. How often do people live their entire lives baked in a lie? And then they die. And maybe on the other side of it, they get some idea of what the truth was, but only to be recycled again back into the lie they bought into. Because this thing, this system, does not want to let you out. Does not want to let that which is within you out of here. Because that which is within you has the power of a billion suns. And you don't know it. You don't access it. You don't walk in it. You don't use it. So they say, well, if you're going to waste that power, why don't we, the worlders, create a mechanism to siphon it off of you? Keep you in a state of distress and distraction. Pleasure, compliance, soft, weak, pliable. Can you imagine if you got sober-minded thinking, your feet under you, strong with a vision and purpose, and you knew that which was within you to create and do, and you move forward in that, and everything began to just flow? You imagine 7 billion people doing the same thing? Yeah, they don't want that. You know, just a handful is enough to mess up everything for them. They don't want that. So, in the process of the worlders trying to maintain control, they've been continually losing control. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a few things that have been happening at the same time. A little bit of a chicken and the egg, wondering which one came first. But the frequencies are changing, the context is changing, the dynamics are changing, systems are breaking down, things are being revealed, loops are failing, and people are having the chance to exit out, which they don't want people to do. But you can exit out. You can level up. That one we did, loop up, loop out. Absolutely. You can do that. But you got to also recognize what's keeping you in your prison cell. And very often, you are imprisoned by your own thinking and by your own words and by your own beliefs. Let me rephrase that part. The beliefs that you've been surrounded by, that you made your own. So I don't want to call them your own beliefs. You made those external beliefs, you internalized them, and then you created accordingly. You created your own prison accordingly. If you believe that your situation in life is your destiny, your karma, as good as you can do, what you should expect, then you're right. That's what you're going to find, because your beliefs have that power to create and to give you exactly what you are looking for. If you believe within yourself that everything leading up to this very moment has only been learning and training and experience to be part of what launches you into something more expansive than you could have ever imagined, and every resource, person, personality, idea, thought, all access, every open door necessary, will all be there in the moment and the instant that it's necessary. If you believe that, you can both be in the exact same physical spot, location right now, today, but if you believe that second one, you're going to find that too. In both cases, you're right. The highest power is with what's within you. The kingdom is within you. So you got to walk in that power, my friends. You've got to know what that is. Stop doing word curses over your life. Stop speaking evil over your life. Stop cursing the things that you work on. You destroy with your own words. You build with your hands and you destroy with your words. You build with your resources and you destroy and tear it down with your own words. Don't do that. Speak life into your creations. Speak life over your children. Speak life over your partner, over your spouse. Speak life over those that you will work with. Speak life over those that will be the future managers, administrators, government officials that you may have to deal with. Be a vessel of light and truth. And let those experiences be something that's just incredible for everyone. Why not? Why not? Your words have power. Recognize the power that's within you and move in that power that's within you. As you do that, you're going to see things change in line with your belief. You're going to see things change in line with what it is that you are manifesting through and within you. You'll see it within and it'll manifest without. So that imagination, that idea comes within. Your frequency lines up with that. Your intention lines up with that. It goes into that belief. And that belief grows and grows. And it grows because of the actions that you take. As you take action, reality now responds. Everything will happen when you take those actions. You know, sometimes you might not feel like it. You know, I don't like Nike as much right now, but they got this one right. Just do it. Just do it. You might not feel like it, just do it. When you do, when you take action, things will respond. Do in line with, you know, there's plenty of times with, say, something like exercise. I might not feel like doing it, but I do it. And I tell you, I get the result, the good result from doing. Do in line with what you believe. Take steps in line with what you know to be right and true. As you do, you're going to see response. Reality will respond. Your situation's going to respond. Things are going to change. Things are going to shift. Yeah, I'm in the middle of multiple pattern breaks, and I love it. You know, as you continue just to shift things up, everything else is going to respond around you. And you are meant to be a fluid, dynamic, organic being. You weren't meant to be a robot. You weren't meant to be programmed. You were meant to create. You have the truth. You know the truth. You know the things that are necessary. And then you go and you do in line with that which you know to be true. And you create in that line. So what they do, the worlders do, is they feed you a lie to get you to create in line with that lie. And then they get you to into a situation where they can program you into the matrix, into the pattern. That's not you, my friends. You're called to be free. You're called to create. You're called to do. And do in line with how you were made. Do in line with that which is within you. If you've got to quiet yourself, go for it. If you've got to slow things down, slow them down. If you have to change something, change it. You know, why not take action now? Do it today. Don't wait. For what? You know, you might not get tomorrow, but you got right now. So use it. Right now, we love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi to us there. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bless you. Bye.